is Sydney's Bitsy and Whipper.
Nova.
I'm pumped up about this. A week with Warnie on Fox Sports. And this is what we're going to talk to Warnie about, because he hasn't just taken over one channel on Fox Sports. He's taken over all channels all this week. World premiere. And he joins us now. Warnie, welcome.
Warnie.
G'day, Fitz.
G'day,
Whipper.
How are you, Shane, Keith, Warn, an honour to have you on the show, mate. Firstly, can we just tick off the main topic of the morning? How did you celebrate Mother's Day, buddy?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we couldn't. We had to do the social distancing and all those things, so I couldn't get too up close and personal with my beautiful and amazing mum, so I just had to wish her a happy Mother's Day over the fence, and that was it. So it was a bit different down here in Victoria with our rules,
yeah,
but
pretty
hopefully
tight.
They'll soften a little bit today.
Do you open up about your mum a little bit with a week with Warnie this week, Warnie? Because obviously you talk about the diet pill and all that kind of stuff. Does that get brought up this week?
Look, I talk a little bit about that. I go into all sorts of things. There's, you know, all the upsides, all the wonderful things we achieved, the Australian cricket team, and some of the great times, all the great times that we had, and some of the off-field stuff I go into as well. So I won't go too much into it here. You'll have to tune in tonight.
So, Warnie, is this five episodes, one per night all week? Is that what we're looking at here of Shane Warne?
I think that's right. It was basically started off as a chat with Mark Howard, just, you know, like we're all doing at Fox Sports, with all the different channels, going back and showing some old highlights and footages and talking about the sport. And we just sort of started chatting about cricket and where it was at. Some look back and some of the old footage, and suddenly it turned into a couple-hour chat, and now it's on a five-episode thing. So I hope it lives up to the expectation of the hype around it. So, but I think people will hopefully enjoy the chat. They enjoy the look back at some of the old footage and all that too.
Well, Warnie, another great documentary, and we're calling it the greatest sporting documentary of all time, The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. And you actually put up a photo over the past couple of weeks. You got a photo with Jordan, Michael Jordan, I think at his peak, Warnie. How old was that photo? What year was that?
Yeah, when Nike wanted to get into Australia big time and they wanted to really get into the market, I was lucky enough to be the athlete they chose to push Nike into Australia.
Yeah.
And so I flew over to America to do some stuff with Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I met Phil Knight and got introduced to the campus and Nike in America. And I sort of had the opportunity to meet Jordan and hang out with him for a bit. And there were so many cameras around following us that didn't really get a proper chat until at the end, when the cameras left, they said, look, you and Michael can just go out and hang out. So Michael and I sort of went around and had about a 45-minute chat about sport. And asked him about the Australian sport and cricket. He loved cricket.
Did you teach him a flipper? Teach him a flipper or anything like that, Warnie? Or did you try to get him?
He's a mad golfer, isn't he? He's a
good golfer. Do that. We spoke a bit about golf as well, and he loved his AFL football. I wouldn't mind seeing him at centre forward for the Smitty St Kilda footy club.
Yeah. Well, Warnie, that photo you've got with him, he's holding an AFL football. His hand is the size of the ball. It looks like a mini Sharon.
Yeah, he's it was a Sharon I gave him. He loved his footy as well. So, yeah, look, it was a great experience, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, I actually went on to see Michael to do Bo Jackson in LA, and we walked out when he was playing baseball, and I was showing him some wrongins, leggies and flippers with all the baseball. He's going, wow, man, that's outrageous. That's insane. So that was it was pretty cool with Bo Jackson too.
Well, he was multi-talented, Bo Jackson. He was good at baseball and basketball and also the NFL and gridiron as well. He dominated everything, so he probably could have spun a good ball for you, Warnie.
Yeah, he was one of the, you know, there's arguments to say he was one of the world's best athletes. I think he was MVP in both. You know, look, amazing athlete, and it was such a great time then. But to have that last dance, how good is it? I've been very, very impressed with Phil Jackson.
Amazing, yes.
I think he's been absolutely outstanding. How he's got so many great players in that team, and all different types of people, but how he gelled them together and what they were able to achieve was outstanding.
Warnie.
And had access too with the camera.
Yeah. Amazing.
Who's your Pippin, Warnie? Who would be your Pippin? You reckon, mate?
Who is your Scotty Pippen? That's a great question, Warnie. Was it Stewie McGill?
It could be. Jeez, there's so many. We had so many once-in-a-lifetime players.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be Glenn McGrath, whether it be, you know, Adam Gilchrist, Ian Healy, you could go into the War Brothers, you could just keep going and going and going about how Matthew Hayden, Slater.
Yep.
I mean, so many people, and we, you know, we were just a great team.
Talking about coaches, you were just talking about Phil Jackson there. Warnie, that's one thing in your career as well. Who was the coach that you really got along with and motivated you? Because I know there was a couple that you sort of disagreed with their methods in a way, but is there a coach that stands out for you, Warnie?
Well, I think coaching is very, very important at junior level in all sports, and even for us in cricket at first class level. Very important,
yes.
Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get to the highest level, I don't think you forget how to hit a ball or bowl a ball or catch. It's all about the mental mindset. It's about confidence. So I think a man manager is more important than actually having a coach.
Yeah, sure.
Is that why Justin Langer's good? Do you rate Langer, Warnie, as our coach at the moment?
Look, I think what Tim Payne and Justin Langer have been able to achieve from where we were mm-hmm. back after Sandpapergate in South Africa to now, I think they've been fantastic. So, you know, we've got to say well done to Justin Langer and Tim Payne for the way they've led the team.
Yeah.
They've been able to achieve some pretty good things. So, yeah, they've done extremely well.
I think
Bob Simpson was the best coach.
Right, yes.
Had the opportunity to play under.
Yeah.
I thought he was fantastic.
Just on the test that was just shown on Amazon Prime, Warnie, which was unbelievable following up after Sandpapergate all the way through to when we win the Ashes, which was an unbelievable effort. There is a moment in there where they talk about the baggy green. The baggy green didn't mean as much to you, Warnie, or you think Australia's obsession with the baggy green is a little bit too much, but there was an amazing moment in there where Nathan Lyon presented his baggy green to Travis Head and the importance that it means to someone, but it wasn't as much for you, Warnie?
No, I absolutely cherish my baggy green,
yep.
And I loved everything it stood for, and it was sat next to me when I wasn't wearing it, when we had to wear it in the first session of every test match, and I wore it with pride. It sat next to me in my dressing room every single minute.
Yep.
And hence, you know, I was so blown away when my cap actually went for over $1 million for the bushfire.
Well done on that. That was brilliant.
You know, when I donated that, it was unbelievable. That blew me away. But I don't think we need to worship it as much. I don't think what my opinion is, you don't need to wear it 24/7 to say that you love playing cricket for Australia.
Okay.
Just because you wouldn't wear it to Wimbledon, which I thought was embarrassing. To say you don't love it, you know, I still loved it. I still loved everything about it. And I loved what it stood for, and I loved every single bit about it. But I think the obsession of wearing it to Wimbledon and those types of things, 24/7 sleeping in it, is over the top.
Yeah,
I don't think you need to do all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I think that was just embarrassing and a bit ridiculous.
On the topic of obsession, and that's what the world and Australia in particular became with you and Liz Hurley, does a week with Warnie discuss a little bit of Elizabeth? Do those questions get asked in the chat?
Yep. We know this. You know, when we look back at all the old highlights and things like that, sometimes we forget how good players were in the 80s, 90s and things like that.
No, we're talking about Liz Hurley, mate. No, sorry.
I'm getting to that. So when we started talking about all those cricket stuff, you know, that was some of the things that we looked at. And then we talked about all the great times, but we also talked about some of the stuff off the field. So... Mm. You know, my engagement with Elizabeth and our time together and lots of other off-field stuff too.
Yeah, okay. And now I want to know about isolation, Warnie, because you're at homeschooling at the moment. One of your daughters is going through year 12 at the moment, Warnie. So how are you going with homeschooling?
My youngest daughter, Summer's doing year 12. Poor thing, it's very tough for those. Probably out of all the students, year 12, it's the hardest.
Oh, without a doubt.
For people, because you think back and say it's their last year of school, they turn 18, they get their driver's license.
Yep.
It's the biggest year for them, so it's very, very tough. And talking about tough, how tough is mathematics these days?
Oh, mate, I've never gotten my head around it.
What happened to the old when you're doing division, just carry one down? You don't do it like that anymore.
Things have changed.
So easy. You know, you divide. You know, it was so easy to do division and multiplication. Now it's like hieroglyphics trying to work out your mathematics.
Another language. The only mathematics you did was to work out how many wickets we needed to win the match, Warnie. That's what you needed.
Warnie, another big thing that's happening on the show in the next couple of weeks, we've been nutting this out. Isolation's put the brakes on it a bit. We're going to break the world record for the longest Hot Wheels track ever. We've got 700 metres of track in the garage at the moment. The record sits at 663. We're going to knock it on the head, hoping to do it at Luna Park. You were a Hot Wheels man. Did you actually design a car yourself for Hot Wheels?
Yes, I did. I sat there with all the designers, said what I wanted, and then I had to draw up my car that I liked. The stick figure wasn't as great, but wasn't the best drawer. So their guys actually helped me just make it look like a car. I designed my own car, and I've still got them here. It was sensational.
What if we sent a Warnie designed car as the car
to win
down the 700 metres of track to own that record here in Australia and steal it from the States?
Great idea, Whip.
That's what it's all about.
I'd love to do that. I've got lots of Hot Wheels here, so let's.
Warnie,
coordinate
great.
It, and I'll send up some cars.
What was your first ever car, Warnie? Can you remember when you got your license?
Yes, my first ever car was a TC Cortina.
With
three on the floor and a manual sunroof and the stereo. After I'd played a year of test cricket, I upgraded it, and I think it was worth more than the car.
What's a manual sunroof? What, you just had to do it yourself? You had to just lift it up?
There was no button, mate. You had to do the winder. And if you were driving with one hand on the wheel, you had to wind it. It took bloody half an hour to do.
The ladies would have loved it, mate. Perfect for Melbourne weather. Good on your
All right, let's
keep in touch on Hot Wheels, mate. We'd love one of the cars.
Yeah, let's do that. And also, are we going to get a couple of headlines this week? Are you revealing more this week than you ever have before with Howie?
Well, tune in and you'll find out, mate.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you, buddy.
With Warnie. And like we said, it's 8 o'clock every night on Fox Sports. Now, it's on every channel. I think there's only one other channel that's showing the cricket, highlights of the cricket. But 8 o'clock every night. Check it out. A week with Warnie. Mate, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, good on you guys. This is Sydney's Bitsy and Whipper. Nova.